Blog Talk Radio.
Gamble my shit, investments got investments. Self-made opulence, prodigies from the grid. We just working for the shit. Resume got more mileage, so to speak. Volume for the worker on here. Oh, you slab, huh? We up next, bruh. See you hungry, I finesse mine with salt and pepper. Why up made preparations, muck Adrian, stand by. It ain't never hard to see, the real one's hard to come by. Yeah.
One time, niggas crush me and they learn their lesson. Two times, with no smoke, you know we bring that pressure. Three times with that extra, yeah. Fam gon' miss you, bullets bless you. Yeah, you niggas don't want no problem, no problem with me. Yeah, you niggas don't want no problem, no problem with the team.
No, I can't, so my niggas don't want no problems with me. No, I need my bread on time, I can't do nothing for free. Ain't no one up in my pockets, got this one up on my feet. How you paying for them buns, you mad I got them shits for free.
Yeah, you got them buns for free, little bitch, yeah, she a tree, store away. Only fuck her cause she got them double D's, I'm on my way. Money calling, yeah, you know I gotta leave. Niggas broke, say they got them pack for selling nicotine.
No nicotine, got addicted to the D, she is a fiend. Say they making moves, they moving backwards, niggas at Philly G. Moonwalking.
Tell them niggas that you not akin to me. Call you bro, they only using, you ain't adding, it's the fee. You a fraud,
got no cheese,
you can't hang,
not with me.
I got the drink and I got the weed.
You ain't got nothing, you copping from me.
Just know that I'm texting, ain't nothing for free.
Niggas be watching, I know that they free.
Wear many hats and niggas say working, come to this paper, got many degrees. One time, niggas crush me and they learn their lesson. Two times, want no smoke, you know we bring that pressure. Three times, with that extra, yeah. Fam gon' miss you, bullets bless you. Yeah, yeah, nigga don't want no problem, no problem with me. Yeah, you niggas don't want no problem, no problem with the team. Yeah, you niggas don't want no problem, no problem with me. Yeah, you niggas don't want no problem, no problem with the team. Gang, gang.
Yes, sir.
God damn it. We call that a street banger where I come from. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing about this goddamn WAP I'm doing over here, boy. That's my shit. Boy, what's going on? Talk, we up in this house. And we got these boys on the line. How y'all doing, Brunches and LES? What's good?
We're good.
Hey, man, good to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Man, listen, I think we got a little bit of Brooklyn. We got some Staten Island. We got New York in here repping. And we got, of course, my producer, Hakim from Philly. So we good on this end. Y'all good?
Mm. Yeah, we chilling over here. We good.
I'm just saying. So what's good? First of all, y'all need to. For all our listeners, we talking to Brunches and LES. Like I said in the beginning, I'm a little bit hyped because that's my song. We were playing it last week in the beginning of the last show, so it's all good. Y'all need to introduce
Dang,
yourself.
I appreciate that love.
Yes, absolutely. Give y'all a little bit of history of where y'all coming from, what y'all got going on. And how y'all came together, I want y'all to start it off like that so everybody understand, you know, who we talking to, what we dealing with.
Well, let's start off with the introduction of, like, names first. My name, this is What it do, what it don't, what it will, what it won't. It's your boy Kaden on the line. And I went there to brunch with LES. I'm the singer, songwriter, slash rapper. I'm going to bring it on up to my boy, Mark Adrian.
Hey, yo, what's good, man? It's Mark. And low-key, man, I just want to say, first and foremost, appreciate y'all. I produced that track, so I really, really, really am grateful to hear you say that about Bodegas, man. Like, I'm glad that y'all really enjoying that shit as much as I enjoy making that shit for y'all to hear. And, you know, I'm the second part of the third group. And just saying, the project we dropped is called Brunch and LES, but the collective been LWA, and that's Leaders with Ambition. And I feel like that really started with my brother, YF, who's going to introduce himself right now.
What it do? It's your boy, I am YF. Rapping Staten Island, New York. I'm one of the third of Brunch and LES, and I'm just happy and honored to be a part of your radio show, and most of all, doing it with my closest buds in this music shit. So I just want to thank you guys in advance for having us.
Absolutely. Darius, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm listening.
I forgot to rep. Where you at? Cincinnati. That's my co-host there that be jumping in, chiming in on the conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, brother man?
What's going on?
Yeah, Cincinnati. I'm like maybe an hour and a half away because I live in Dayton.
That's what's up. So, we're going to get into you guys have announced and rep where you from. So we want to get into some, I got a few questions. A few people inboxed me. One of my questions in regards to the name, the song Bodegas. I've heard the rest of y'all stuff, TikTok, that was dope, and a couple of other songs that we're going to play. These are the ones, I know y'all got more, but these are the ones that y'all selected that y'all want to, you know, put out there. It's on, where can somebody listen to this music, first of all? You on Apple Music and what else?
You can find us everywhere, at any crevice of streams that you're looking at, Apple, YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, anywhere possible, even Instagram, TikTok. You can find my songs that I'm previously out right now. So, yeah, go ahead and bump that, spin that. It's y'all's.
Okay, so my question is, I wanted to know where the name, first of all, the Brunches and LES, I think I got a little information about how y'all came up with the name and then the song Bodega. What inspired you to come up with those titles for the, well, let's start with Bodegas. What inspired you to come up with the title for that song?
I remember me just saying, name it Bodegas. So how the song originally came up was Mark Adrian and YF already had verses put down, and we were looking for different slots to put on our project. So they brought it to me, Kaden, and I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm checking out the song. I'm like, dang, it's a banger. Like, they had the back and forth. So I'm like, how am I approaching this single?
And no lie, man, I got to interrupt real quick because my brother, like he said when he introduced himself, he's the singer, quote unquote, of the group. But man, when I tell you, this mom right here rapped his ass off. Once he heard me and YF going back and forth, he really was just like, yo, I could rap too. And that was me. I think we all sat in the room when we heard that final track. And we were just like, damn, this motherfucker got to go back to singing. Please, like, leave the rapping up. Like, cut me some slack right now, please.
Right.
They constantly push me as the rappers, like, because we've, like, been, like 10 to 15 years max in this thing together. So it's like we've bounced off of each other, like, you know, still sharp and still type of thing. So whatever energy that they bring, I just try to, like, you know, just match and supersede that and try to just add my repertoire to the track to make it a well-balanced track. So it was hot before I got on it, and they just inspired me. So I was like, what y'all think? And I played it. They was like, nah, you got to go back to singing because this is fire. I was like, you think so? I wasn't sold. So they was like, nah, this is a banger.
I'm still trying to get them to drop a whole damn rap song. Like, I'm telling you.
Don't say that.
When you think you're supposed to be doing one thing, your calling calls you to do something else. So don't write it out just yet. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, especially when you come together, it's hard for black men to come together in these times and days, you know, especially when they're trying to be independent and do their own thing. And then, but when the energy is good and the chemistry is there, that's when the good stuff come out. You know what I mean? So, you know, kudos to y'all.
Yeah, most
definitely. Y'all found y'all niche. And like a lot of different artists, and I know you know this, you got to reinvent yourself. You got to hold two or three different, you got to write, you got to produce. You know what I'm saying? You might have to sing, you know.
Yep.
I know who's that,
yeah.
Drake. And a couple of, and Weezy up on the joint singing and stuff. So, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing wrong with it.
Real quick, though, I just wanted to also answer the Brunch and LES question where we got the name from. So, like Kaden was saying, for years now, 10-plus years, we've been a collective LWA, Leaders with Ambition. And, you know, we really were seeing having some brunch in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, LES, one day with, you know, a mentor to all of us, Craig. You know, shout out to Craig, shout out to Ethan Groove. And, you know, as we started moving forward with the project, he actually came to us and was just like, yo, you know, like, let's not try to figure out some type of complicated name. We were thinking, you know, we were saying some things like the Dream Team or like, you know, let's not be lame, let's not be corny. And he was just like, yo, let's just be true to the moment that that inspired it. And he was like, yo, what were we doing? We were sitting and we were having brunch in LES. And he was
like,
that's dope. Yep, that's the energy.
Dope.
You know, that mix, that could be anything from your New York City bacon, egg, and cheese on the corner when you're waking up after getting, you know, a little too sauced the night before, or, you know, your little fancy little brunch spot when you want to go out and explore, spend a little money with your lady or something like that. So, you know, we bring in a lot of those vibes, and I feel like that time, that moment, and that name really, really lent to the idea of the music.
Yeah, like, also, LES is, like, significant because, like, that was our stomping grounds. Besides just all over New York and in our home boroughs, like, LES is where we came to, like, hole in the walls to perform or, you know, had art exhibits that we used to get shut down. Cops used to come early and shut us down. Just, like, it was just, like, a big old clubhouse and, like, a lot of our friends and our peers that were like that are equal, like we see them, you know, being successful and doing their own thing, and that's what we all created from. So it's like that spirit, that New York spirit of that energy. So that's what we try to emulate, capture.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So tell me about your writing techniques. Like, what do y'all draw inspirations from? Do you guys have like a one of the things I learned from artists is every artist has his own writing style. Tell me about that.
Who want to answer that first?
Yo, I want to hear from YF, man.
Yeah.
Some writing techniques. I create in the studio. I do a lot of my writing in the studio because, like, what I realized writing before, prior going to the studio, the energy is never the same. So I like to be in the moment and actually let the beat talk to me, and so I could actually give the right answer to the beat, you know, instead of being home. Then you catch yourself, like, all right, the energy is there, and then when you get in the studio, the energy is different. So, like, my creative process is right in the studio, right in front of the mic, so I can give the answer to the beat right on the spot. So see how you guys feel about the record Bodegas? Like, that was done right in the studio, right in the booth, one shot, one time. And because I heard the beat then, and that's what came out as the end result.
I've been kind of leaning towards doing more of that myself these days, just because, you know, like, I there are records for sure that I'll sit and write something with no beat or, like, the words will come to me. But a lot of time, you know, like, I just like to hear the beat and just, you know, whatever first comes to my mind, I don't like to sit and stress it out too much, you know, or if it's something where I feel like the creative juices aren't flowing, I'll leave it alone for a little bit and come back to it. But you know, just real life. I'll say that that's really it's always something I'm experiencing or living through in my life. And, you know, if I'm going through moments and times where I'm not writing as much, I'm just living as much as I can. So when I get back to those moments, I got more to talk about.
And then as for me, like, for me, it's a little bit of both. So I can, like, sit down and marinate on a track and let the track breathe. Like, I like to, like, fill the track out and, like, almost, like, learn it and see what it's saying. And then I'll approach it, like, could be hours, today, to a week later, and just, like, write something. Or I could just go off the vibe and the energy, and we could just create something. Like, it's been a lot of tracks that will be in the studio and, like, from Mark Adrian and YS Energy, because they're like, yo, let's do it now, let's do it now. Sometimes they'd be like, yo, Kay, to drop the pin, just go in. And, like, we'll create a track in, like, 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. And it's like, so it's a little bit of both. And that's what makes it good, too, because you get a variety of, like, a well-rounded, like, process. So for us, it's like, it doesn't really matter, but it just makes a good time.
That's what's up. Do y'all ever get, like, competitive in the booth? You see your man going in, and then you're like, ah, no, he ain't going to do me like that. Do y'all go through that?
I'm sorry.
I asked that to every crew. Hey, thank you. There we go. Let's keep it a beat. I asked that to every crew that I interview, man. Yo, all right, come on. Let's get with it. Y'all, I heard somebody from Staten Island. That's legendary. Brooklyn,
yeah.
That's legendary.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Y'all
yes,
got,
sir.
You know, y'all carrying that on your back. I know y'all in there getting it in. Talk about that process.
It's like, honestly, we all like, in our own craft. So it's like, whatever we do, like, it's a drive there that we just want the best out of, like, either it's, like, the individual or it's, like, each other as peers. So it's like, we will be competitive, but in a sense, it's like a brotherhood. Like, okay, you know, do that over.
Exactly.
Put some more emphasis on that. So, like, we'll all push each other in different techniques. Like, if I'll sit there, like, let's say either two of them in the booth, I'll be like, yo, I think it needs more of this. You know what I'm saying? Or I'll come out the booth and they'll be like, nah, you gotta go back in there. You gotta go back in there. You ain't finished yet. So it's like, you know, we put ourselves through like a tiny mini boot camp, but it's like, it's, at the end of the day, it's all love because we still grow from whatever experience that we get from that session.
Exactly. Like the healthiest competition you can imagine.
Right.
Mm. Exactly. As it should be.
Yeah. We turn the competition into motivation. That's what I like to say. Like,
yeah. As long as I have the best verse. Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. You know, that's a good thing because that bring out the best. Like you said, man, it's a brotherhood. It's all in love, and the music will definitely. You can hear it in how things come out in your music. You can see that. Okay, this is a real crew. A real crew. Let me say that for the listeners again. A real hip hop crew. They're not extinct, and this is evidence. Some young brothers who are coming together and putting out good music, and we need more of that.
Nah, definitely. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. Hey, Michelle, what we doing?
Y'all about to blow up. Y'all know that, right? That's all I gotta say.
Hey, God will.
And remember, we gave y'all. I don't know if this is your first interview, but there's a lot of listeners listening. I hope after this interview, y'all go and check them out and listen to what we're talking about. I got somebody inboxing me and asking me about y'all, where y'all girls at? I know this is off subject. Who's that girl? They must have seen that, my producer plastered y'all's face all over social media. So now everybody want to know where y'all girls at.
Well, let's congratulate our bro YS for just,
first and foremost,
for the engagement. You feel me? Papa YS got the engagement going on with the kids.
Black excellence,
black love over here. Like, he giving us nephews and shit. So we proud of that. So
King Cairo.
Yo, King Cairo, that's our little king right there. So he really be motivating us. So when we got the speech, like, oh yeah, we having a baby, I was like, word? like, we all got excited. So, yeah, we used that as motivation and just, like, definitely use that as inspiration for all of us to, like, to build, you know, whatever we doing in our endeavors, just build, whether it's, like, music, family, bonds, you know what I'm saying? So that's real important. So I don't think he noticed, like, he's definitely an inspiration of the group now. He's definitely a OG, the papa. Papa YS.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I ain't in no rush either.
Yeah, me neither. I ain't in no rush.
Right.
But also, I'm in a
y'all
relationship. Shout out to my baby girl,
man.
Y'all
some different
I love
songs,
you.
But when kids and stuff is involved, you got some different experiences. So it'd be some different kind of words y'all talking about then. Yeah.
They'll
okay,
understand,
so
they understand when they're 40 years old dropping kids.
Oh,
it's a different
right.
feeling. It's a different feeling.
Facts.
That's cool. Cairo could come watch. That is A-OK. That's A-OK.
Hey, my son go, hey, we going on tour. I'm bringing my son on tour with me. It's
yeah.
That's what's up. So we're going to go into another song. Which one? We're going into what, Hakim? We're going to listen to another song. I believe that's what? Focus? Who want to announce that song, Focus?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Focus, that's my latest single I dropped this summer. So Focus is just about, like, self-love, whether you're giving love to yourself or you're giving it to somebody else, just make sure you focus that love on them. You feel me? So as long as you're doing that.
We need that right now.
You should be copacetic. Yeah, it's a real positive song.
Right,
like, it's a real bouncy song. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's
check
it out.
All right, so this is Focus by Caden.
All right.
Yeah.
'Tis the Lord God. Oh, and here we go. Live radio, y'all.
Everybody says that to my songs. I make my songs real cinematic. That's why I try to, like, I just try to well balance them out. So, like, every time I play something, it's like, yo, is there a video for it? I'm like, it's not even a video for it. It's just a track. It's just, like, honestly, it just started as a simple track, and I was just experimenting. It was a collaboration with a producer from France named Rizlo, And
Oh man. We
did. He sent me over a track, and I was like, "Oh, this is dope." He's like, "Pick something," so I picked it, and then I came out with it in the studio, and they were like, "Yo, who is that?" And I'm like, "Yo, that's me." They're like, "That's you in the booth." I was like, "Yeah," and then we just went from there. And then unfortunately, like COVID took over, and then we lost contact. But he gave me the song to release, and then it was just like something playful, something experimental. What was a collaboration just turned into my song, and then we just went off with that, and that just like took off in my borough. Like they're like, "Nah, you gotta perform this. You gotta really stick to that. That song is tough." Like, yeah. So that was a little summer banging.
Yes, sir. That was my first thought. Like, okay, this is a summer banger right here. This is good barbecue.
Yeah.
This is pulled up outside the club. This is a whammer. So,
right,
yeah, good work on that, man.
For everybody. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Good job. I like that.
So how did COVID affect y'all in regards to, being closed in and not, really doing a lot, out in the, doing concerts and going to clubs and, promoting your stuff? Did it allow you to, get in your creative space and write more?
Who want to answer that?
I mean, I'll say this. We all were very productive, but for sure the studios were not open. And the video for Bodega, the first track we played, actually, man, that in and of itself, shout to David, our director and videographer for that video. But that went from something that we estimated taking about like 2 months to damn near 8 months with COVID. So it was definitely a setback in general, but the real prevails. You can't give up. You just got to fight through it. And if you want your product to be out there and if you want to make something dope, sometimes you got to put that time in and you can't just give up when it gets tough.
Right. Yeah. I know how that goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Darius,
so,
Darius, you got a question?
Yeah, I was about to jump in. Okay, past or present, which rapper, old school rapper, you would have loved to work with on a music video, past or present? Anybody from the 90s, early
2000s? I got one. Busta Rhymes.
Busta
Rhymes, definitely. Like, man, what he did with, man, just like the energy he conveyed with him and Old Dirty Bastard, like the greatest of all time, like just those old animated hip hop, that it was just like it was more than hip hop. It was like it was the world thing, because a lot of hip hop references, they're like, "Yo, we watch cartoons or we watch karate movies or we watch something like foreign," and then how they just implemented that in their raps and in their life and stuff like that. It was just a whole different breed of creativity. So, like, I honestly, like, Busta Rhymes and people who have fun on the track but are lethal. Like, they have fun, but because they have fun, it's like they almost untouchable, because it's like they're not even taking it seriously and they, like, just doing backflips on the mic. Like, that's the kind of energy I like, so definitely Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
What's the ages here? Cause what's the ages? What age group will be talking about here? We mid-20s, early 30s?
We 29.
I'm 29. We're all pretty much in the same spread.
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why I asked that is because, y'all got kind of a different flow from your age group. That's a little bit more... I want to say soulful, is a little bit more mature, just the beats and the tunes, the rhythms that I'm hearing, that's kind of like soulful. That's like a little bit a little bit older crowd. What age group are y'all targeting to, when you're making your songs and writing your lyrics? Because it definitely ain't these youngins. It definitely ain't from the age, 18 to 21, 22.
I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I say I don't think we really necessarily try to get into the studio and make anything for a certain demographic. You know, it's just timeless music. Whether the mood is, you know, turn up, or, you know, we singing something for our lady, or, you know, just some reflective about life or the times or what's going on. I just think we always just try to get in there and make a classic record. You know, something that's timeless, something you can listen to now, 10 years from now. And if you heard it 10 years ago, you wouldn't have thought it was bad either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know.
Right, which is what I mean, the younger kids is making music talking about sucking and fucking and licking and sucking, you know, all that extra. And, you know, I don't hear none of that coming from y'all's music, at least from the songs and videos I've seen. So, like,
my video inspiration might have been Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'. So, you know, we might be somewhere halfway in between.
That's you.
Halfway in between.
That's
there, you
know? Yeah. You know what? I think it's about, like, it's just about contrast. You know, for me, like, I think it's a time and a place for everything. It's a time to turn up. It's a time to, you know, bust out the thongs and the duce. It's a time to, like, be serious and speak about what's going on. It's a time to be corporate. So a little bit of contrast, you know, just builds a good, well-rounded record. So you got to know when to, like, show up and know when to bring other elements in. So I think that's what, like, a lot of artists are missing is just, like, elements, different elements. Because for me, it's like no one artist and no human being is one-dimensional. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a totally different dialect at work than when we come out and we chilling with the homies. Or, you know, even with the homies, we have a totally different dialect when we come home and eat dinner with the family. So you want to just bring all of those and incorporate those in your music. Like, that's real life right there, for me at least.
That's what's up, because I'm like, yo, this is kind of like some grown, like, you know, I'm up, you know, close to, you know, in late 40s, early 50s, and people, I can play this song with definitely both of the two songs we just heard from my age group, and they would be bobbing their head like, who is this? This is something I can bang in my vehicle or whatever the case may be. You know, so, you know, youngsters, you know, I was just talking to my nephew about a couple of these songs he was showing me. I was like, okay, yeah, no, they just, and then they're thinking about money. Y'all already know what it is. They flashing money in the videos, girls all over the place. I ain't seen none of that in bodegas. Not like these youngsters are doing. So I think it's kind of like a little bit of a old soul type rhythm to y'all. Y'all kind of got your own sound. I don't know if you know this or not, but you do. And
definitely,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's what goes a long way. You know, if you're doing something different, everybody's singing and rapping about the same two categories, which is ass and money and liquor and guns. That don't go far. You know what I mean? So when you get something catchy like this, when you're doing something different from everybody else, that's how you win. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Kudos to y'all.
Man, appreciate
you know,
it, man.
I could be a critic. That ain't really hitting on me, you know. But I haven't heard nothing from y'all like that where I can give that kind of, you know, that kind of vibe to you. So keep doing what you're doing. Don't switch it up. Sometimes artists start saying, you know what, let's switch our stuff up because, you know, we got to cater to the audience type thing. And, you know, if you stay true to what y'all doing, this is just kind of like flowing. It's just like from song to song, I'm just like really enjoying listening to the lyrics as well as the beat to the song. It's just really nice. So,
right.
Anyway,
appreciate it.
What's the next song?
It.
We about to go into TikTok?
Yeah, Tic-Tac-Toe by YF and Prom.
Not TikTok. Tic-Tac-Toe, that's right. I got it. Okay,
Tic-Tac-Toe.
That's my bad.
All right. Get to that.
Well, boys, we hit the jackpot this time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's 9:32, man.
Yeah.
No way right now, I'm
sorry.
Yeah. Hey. Tic-tac. Toe. Put a toe tag on your toe.
Tic-tac.
X's, O's, X's, O's.
tic-tac, toe. Put a toe tag on your toe. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Tic-tac, toe. X's, O's. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Put a toe tag on your toe. Better put a muzzle on your hoe. Cause she a dog with the throat. She get it all, she don't choke. Mm-mm, not at all, she a pro. Mm-hmm, uh-huh, she a hoe. Had to give her Tylenol for her throat. She said it ain't sore no more. Tic-tac, toe. Had to fetch the bitch to my bros. Had to put design on my toes. Had to get the bitch and turn into my hoe. Never met a nigga like me, that's for sure. On my line, she was waiting at the door. She asked me if I'm that nigga, that's a joke. A blind person see that with a telescope. Tic-tac, toe. Put a toe tag on your toe. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Tic-tac, toe. I ain't fucking with my ex-hoes. Tic-tac, toe. Put a toe tag on your toe. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Tic-tac, toe. X's, O's. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go.
Tic-tac, get back. Little homie, hold a 40, put your shit back. Heard your new record and that shit whack. Gucci on my toes with your drip back. Yeah, you missed that. Yeah, I hit that. Where I'm from with a Knicks at. Jump right in the pussy and that shit splash. Send it home to you for the get back. You've been preying on a low. New designer on my clothes. I don't check the price on nothing, I just blow the bag and go. Time for my cologne. You be sneak this and buck, call him in your bro. Tell my nigga that's a no. Saying she a wifey, but she everybody hoe. Green light, she a go.
Tic-tac, toe. Put a toe tag on your toe. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Tic-tac, toe. X's, O's. X's, O's. I ain't fuckin' with my ex-hoes. Tic-tac, toe. Put a toe tag on your toe. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go. Tic-tac, toe. X's, O's. Tic-tac, toe. All the bad bitches gon' go.
I like that beat too.
Nice.
That was another banger right there. That was a club
it
joint.
Sure was.
That's
sure
was.
Party.
That's, that's a pool
that.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. My homeboy from DC, the guy that was on the first verse and on the hook. That's my homeboy Tom. We got some shit coming too, up in DC.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely had pool party in my head because I was thinking about with cheeks, booty cheeks, and bikinis, walking around, sipping, lighting up.
Right.
The turn-up song, you know what I mean? You got to have that. See, that's what I like about y'all. It's being able to pivot from that R&B sound to that classic hip-hop sound to that, that's a radio quality joint right there. It's Friday. I worked all week. I want to turn up.
Right.
Exactly, man.
Still not as bad as some of that other stuff out there. It's giving it to you, but not, real bad. So that's a blank. That's definitely a banger.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
YF has a knack for it.
What inspired you to write that one?
Excuse me?
What inspired you to write that one?
Honestly, that was in the studio. I actually was having my 29th birthday before COVID hit. It was like the day before my birthday. We just, we came up with the record. I was having a birthday party the next day, so we just came up with the shit. It was like, you know what? Let's make something we could party to. And then, we actually just cooked up on the spot, and that's how it came about. Honestly, not too much thought went into it. It just, the beat was already there. My homeboy Prime came up for the weekend to New York. Had the beat already. We threw it in Pro Tools, and we just got busy.
And then the rest is history in regards to that.
No, like one thing about YF, he has an ear. He has an ear for, like, he could put different sounds together. Like, he'll he has, like, I call it the A&R ear, where he'll take sounds and he'll, like, orchestrate it to, like, a whole soundscape. And, like, whatever beat he picks is just, like, it's a banger. Every beat he picks is a banger.
I like the, I don't know what that was, the little flute in there.
That's honestly a gift. I'm thankful for God every day for that one, because, like, man, a talent like that can't be bought. It's really God's gift, you know, and I just try to just not be selfish with it, but give it to everybody that I work with and, like, and let you go crazy with it. No.
Yeah, that's a fact. One thing about us, none of us are ever stingy when it comes to beats, when it comes to, you know, ideas. When we get in the studio, it's always about making the best product, always having a good song, and at the end of it, you know what I mean, if that's the goal, you know, it's not about me producing it and I want, you know, credit, so you got to pay me X amount of money or who wrote this and who wrote that. You know, let's just focus on, you know, making a good song, a solid record, something that people are going to enjoy. And, you know, figure out the rest later, man. And we've been brothers for 10-plus years, so ain't too much to figure out.
So, let me see if I got this right. You said you felt like you wanted to turn up, and you came up with this song, or you came up with the beat, and then you just put it together. Like, how long did it take for you to come up with that one? Because that one, if y'all pushing out songs like that, like in a day?
So, like,
all of a sudden, boom, you got the beat and the words?
So, like, Prime already had it done. Like, one of his producers from the DMV, because my boy Prime's from D.C., Northeast to be exact, Southeast to be exact, sorry. And he already had it. And, like, me and him was already plotting on making records. So, like, when he came out here for my birthday he already had it, so we just played it, and he didn't even let me hear the beat. He just played it in the spot, and then I was like, and then he just kept saying TikTok. So I'm like, yo, go on and say that shit. Like, we have a thing called Think Out Loud. So it's like whatever thought you have in your mind, just say it out loud, because you never know what the next person thinks. You might think it's black, the next person might think it's gold, or vice versa, you know. So it's like, but honestly, to answer your question, a chorus could come up in like could literally come up in 5 minutes, and the next you know is right on the track, especially if you come up with it in the studio.
Yeah, we do track in like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Like, no lie, we'll pick a beat. We'll pick a beat
and
like 30 to 45 minutes. I'm the one who takes the longest, because I'll be like critical. My songwriter kick in, and they be like, get off the page. And I'm like, I can't wait. So, like, that energy of just like sparring together and just, like, really, like, making a well-rounded track, we'll look up at the time, and we'll be like, oh, snap, it's done, you know? So, just like that.
Wow. Wow, that's dope.
Now, I heard y'all say that you ran it through Pro Tools. I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to talk more about the business side of it. And for the people who are trying to get into the game, get in the booth, explain how important it is to use to invest in the right stuff to get that right sound, you know, because some people, they can't figure out, am I going to do Audacity, or am I going to do Pro Tools or Logic Pro? Explain why it's so important to use the right equipment and the right stuff to get that sound.
Oh, man.
Real
quick.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, low-key, before all of this, I went to school for audio production, and I'm not going to lie to you. There are a lot of good recordings that you can do in Logic, Ableton even, you know what I mean? Pro Tools is the professional industry standards to a certain level, but, you know, a lot of young kids these days are getting into a lot of other programs and making music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, like, you know, quality. I'm not going to lie to you. Quality, I hate to say it, you pay for quality.
Quality
over
quantity.
So, like, to be honest. And to add on to what Mark Adrian said, you want people to take you serious. You know, like, investing in the right material, producing the right material, sounding great on the material. The person that's listening to it is going to take you serious. I met Nice Wonder 2 days ago. He teaches at LIU now, and he invited me to one of the classes. And, like, what made him attract to, like, one of the records that I sent him, he was like, yo, your shit sounds good and it looks good. So that's what I'm saying. Quality over everything makes a difference and makes people take you serious. That's why it's important to definitely invest in the right programs to make yourself sound better and look better.
Yeah, so wait. Yeah. You're going to take a class with Ninth Wonder?
I went to the Versus on, was it Sunday? And
yes, sir.
My manager, he's very close with Ninth Wonder. So, but prior to towards the Versus, he sends Ninth on my records, and Ninth is like, yo, your shit is tight. I'm teaching at LIU on Monday. A cinema class and a production class. Just stop by and then we can chop it up about working later on. So y'all just got an exclusive. So look for that in the future. But one of the things that drew him towards me, vice versa, but besides his catalog and what he's done in the industry, was like direction of sound and directing sound and visual that. We put out as a collective. So, like, that's like, what I have to honestly say towards someone, a young guy that's listening, that's second-guessing of making that investment for themselves. Always bet on yourself, because you never know what your last dollar could do for you if you just put it towards yourself to take that leap of faith and step forward.
That's real peace,
Shout out to Craig Bayless, who's like really, he advocates for artists and like artists looking out for themselves legally and just learning the technicalities of like what it is to like protect yourself as an artist opposed to the creative side. That's our mentor/manager. So, and he always like gives us breadcrumbs like that, like, you know, make sure it's right, and we collectively get together and like we'll work on the technical stuff, and then like opposed to like rights and, you know, song ownership and stuff like that. So it's really great to have on top of our brotherhood, we have like our OG, you know, who really just like protects us, who sees the future in us, and he's investing that back into the future. So definitely appreciate him for like teaching us a lot of stuff like that as well.
Shout out to
Ethan Grove for real. Yeah,
shout out to Craig.
Hey man, shout out to him because he's teaching y'all right. Have a control of your own IP and your own stuff, man. Those masters, having an ASCAP right, that BMI right, having all your stuff lined up so you control it. Ain't nobody taking advantage of you. You know, I hear it all the time. I tell artists all the time, what you mean you ain't got your BMI and your ASCAP? What are you doing?
Yeah, especially as black artists and black people in general, as a culture, to what we give to hip hop and how much we give to the world through hip hop, like we stand a culture. So it's so important for us to be our own narrators.
Yeah, and learn ownership. More important, you know, ownership over everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, shout out to that.
I kind of want to ask, man.
Go ahead.
Did we get that third record? Did the email come through?
Yeah, the next one is Remedy.
Remedy,
I'm sorry.
I'm not even rushing
Remedy.
I just want to, you know, technology in these times, man.
Yeah, man. I'm about to run it now. Michelle, we need to go to this next song. We got like 9 minutes left.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, damn, wow.
Time flying.
Already. Good combo.
Yo, Mark, tell him what it is. What's the Remedy, my brother?
Oh, man, the Remedy. This was one of my singles off of my last album that took a long time. It was honestly a project that took over 10 years from the first song to the last song. And, you know, this record is something, you know, I was down bad. We back up now. But, you know, when you're going through that little heartache and heartbreak, sometimes you got to drink a little Hennessy to get through your problems. You feel me?
We need to hear this. We need this now. We going through some time. Come on with it.
All right, give me one second. Live radio comes with all kinds of difficulties. Give me one. There it is. All right. The Remedy.
Shit is cool with me. I got some Hennessy, that shit's a remedy. I got some niggas that's stuck in some felonies. I gotta make sure that they kids get everything. They cannot struggle, shit, we did too much of that. I got my heart broken and I went to the bank. I ain't tryna fall in love, I'm tryna fall in the bag. We can't be cool and that shit is cool with me. I got some Hennessy, that shit's a remedy. I got some niggas that's stuck in some felonies. I gotta make sure that they kids get everything. They cannot struggle, shit, we did too much of that. I got my heart broken and I went to the bank. I ain't tryna fall in love, I'm tryna fall in the bag. Know that I wish you the best, yeah. But I still got a flex on my ass, yeah. After me, I'm like, fuck you, what's next, yeah. I dropped you and I picked up a check, yes. I was down bad, tell me where the love was at. Now that I'm up, just knowing no coming back. You did all of that front and I'm part of my back. Well, I do better, I made some mistakes, wish I knew better. If my bro got a move, then I move with him. Only talk with my thoughts, I'm like, too little. Tryna turn a little something to cool me, yeah. Get me wrong, goofy, let's move it silly. Long as my money straight, don't care about how you feeling. I dropped the dead weight like the coop ceiling. It's gone. We can't be cool and that shit is cool with me. I got some Hennessy, that shit's a remedy. I got some niggas that's stuck in some felonies. I gotta make sure that they kids get everything. They cannot struggle, shit, we did too much of that. I got my heart broken and I went to the bank. I ain't tryna fall in love, I'm tryna fall in the bag. We can't be cool and that shit is cool with me. I got some Hennessy, that shit the remedy. I got some niggas that's stuck in some felonies. I gotta make sure that they kids get everything. They cannot struggle, shit, we did too much of that. I got my heart broken and I went to the bank. I ain't tryna fall in love, I'm tryna fall in the bag.
Listen. Can I put in a request for two more verses? God damn.
For real, man.
Oh man, appreciate that. That's that replay value. That's that replay value.
Yeah, that is butter. That's on butter. That's that soup music, highway music.
I think we're gonna need permission to play that when we take Bodegas down in the beginning of this radio show.
Please.
Yeah, because
you guys can
the
run that up wherever you want to.
Yeah.
Then we got listeners all up in Jamaica. We got people listening all over. So, yeah.
What's the plan for that?
Everybody listening, too.
What's the vision for that joint? Because don't tell me you went in and knocked that joint out in one take and just off the top of your head. Tell me that. There had to be some serious planning behind it.
So I'm not going to lie to you, man. That was one of those times I was going through a breakup at the time. You know how that could be. And I'm not going to lie, I had that beat. I was maybe not as organized as I usually am as an artist when I was on the way to the studio. I think I had booked the time, and I forgot all about the session, and literally got hit up by my engineer, shout to Sha. But, you know, I went over there. And on the way over there, I'm just in the Uber. I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't really even got an idea. I don't really have anything to put on the track. And I swear to you, man, I just had that fifth of hand in the bottle. And I was just like, yo, this is what I'm feeling right now. You know, and I got a shout to my brother SK, man. SK, love you. That's my brother from Houston, man. But, you know, like I said before, any of my music is always real life experiences. So, you know, shout out to my brother. Shout out to everyone out there fighting cases. Shout out to people that, you know, going through real life situations. Shout out to people that's going through breakups, heartaches, tough times, you know. I'm not promoting alcoholism, but, you know, sometimes you got to take a little drink, relax after a long day, get your mind off all the stresses of the world, you know. That Hennessy be right there.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's good.
These young brothers are dope shit certified by my, you know,
right.
I've various sounds, various styles, different, and it's not a one trick pony. It's like all this different. All these different styles and energy, and y'all bring it together right. I've heard some good music tonight. I'm a happy boy. Shout out to the brother who's going to be putting in that work with Knife Wonder. Knife Wonder is one of my favorite producers, and we're talking about 40 years of love and hip hop.
Listen, Knife. If you love his music, you're gonna like him better as a person. Like I met him briefly. But, like, the, like, experiment and the conversations we had and, like, the homism, because, you know, he's from the South. He's a Carolina dude. So, but it's, like, him as a person is 20 times better. So, like, yeah, definitely. I'll be keeping in touch with you guys when everything works itself out and I get everything going. How about this? I'll promise y'all from there. Which you guys.
Okay.
Oh, exclusive.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, man. So, okay. All right. We got about 3 minutes. Michelle, you want to do your thing? Let these brothers plug themselves?
Yes. First of all, y'all go ahead and plug yourself, and then we're going to close out the show.
Yo, once again, this is BLES, Brunson LES, coming through. It's your boy, Kaden. And also be on the lookout for October 30th. I have a single dropping called Better. So yeah, and my other guys got some stuff coming out too, so I'm gonna pass it off to them.
You got something? Oh well, all right, so once again, my name is Mark Adrian, producer, rapper, singer, you know, extraordinaire. I get in where I can fit in. You can find me on all social media actually, at Mark Making Things. And to be honest, that record, The Remedy, I got a video dropping before the end of the year, last quarter. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that. I'll definitely let you guys know when that's dropping, too, because once that visual comes out, I'm trying, you know, really push that record. And, you know, once again, Brunch and LES on all platforms as well. Shout out to my brother YS.
Hey, man. First off, I want to thank you guys for giving us Brunch and LES a platform to just get ourselves out there. I appreciate you guys. And also, you can follow me on every social network. You can say I am YFNYC. And you can look forward to a single I just dropped 2 weeks ago called Where My Roof is on every streaming platform, and the visual is out right now on YouTube. Y'all check that out. And y'all look forward for an EP from me called Disexperimenting 101, dropping the first week of November, right after my brother Kaden dropped his single on the carriers.
Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful.
You can follow us at Brunch and LES. It says like it sounds and it spells. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. No, y'all always got a platform here at HubNet Online Radio. You want to get at these dudes or listen to their songs again, commercial free, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/HubNet Online. And you can listen to this interview over and over again, bang out to their music. We also going to shout out the Shoes and Toes Club, where we selling shoes. And we getting it done for the holidays. You know, we going into the new year in 2022. So everybody be safe and have a good holiday.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Thank you guys again so much. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
No doubt. All right. Everyone have a great night, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.